The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, this jumped out at us over the last day or so. A new proposal from the EU Common Agricultural Policy, or CAP, to allow farmers more room to take holiday and sick leave, with farmers getting an average of only 10.3 days of holiday a year. Obviously, a lot less than the average worker gets. Some farmers, though, concerned about the viability of the scheme. Well, here to talk more about it, we're joined by Hannah Quinn Mulligan, organic beef and dairy farmer from Limerick, and Eamon Sheehan, a dairy farmer and horse breeder from Kilkenny. Hannah, to you first. Can you tell us how exactly is this scheme meant to work?
Well, I guess there's been a realisation by the European Commission that farming is quite intense. And I guess this European Commissioner as well is quite concerned about farmer mental health. He had a tragedy within his own family. I think he lost his brother in a tragic accident, and he puts that down to work-related stress on the family farm. So it's really nice to see that this proposal is there to introduce, I guess, support for farmers to have holidays and maternity leave, and even paternity leave would be even better as well. But while it's nice in theory, I just have doubts about it in practice.
Just before we get to the practice, in theory, how does it work? Is there funding there to bring somebody in for X number of days a year to cover you while you're on holidays, while you're taking a break?
In theory, that's how the scheme would work. But I mean, everything in CAP is very much up in the air yet in terms of funding. Like, there's an awful lot of outside pressures when you think about the invasion of Ukraine. A lot of the money pot, if you like, in the commission is going towards maybe various war efforts instead of the farming side of things. And that's something that concerns the agri-lobby group here. So I would be concerned, first of all, what kind of budget they were thinking of, and then the level of budget that they'd actually managed to achieve. Because the thing with securing labour on farms, it's just not there to secure in the first place. So you'd have to make it very attractive financially. And I'm not sure that they could make it attractive enough.
Okay. Eamon Sheehan, dairy farmer, horse breeder from Kilkenny. Eamon, you could bring me onto your farm and you could pay me a huge amount of money and I wouldn't have a rat's what to do. Is that a very practical issue for many people who would be looking to work, maybe looking to get a little bit of work in that scenario?
Yeah, sure, that's true. And equally, I don't think I'd be presenting on a daily basis on the radio either.
You'd be better presenting than I would as a farmer. I can definitely guarantee you that.
But it's it's a learned skill, and a lot of it is hands-on experience, which I suppose just comes with mileage and days on farm, really. So yeah, the idea of the availability of part-time people or people on call is quite a challenge. You know, everybody's busy at the same time. I think the farms that are struggling the most are the ones that need that kind of part-time person, and realistically that part-time person isn't there. You know, if you're at a bit of scale where you're able to bring on somebody full-time, you can manage these situations better. But it's definitely, considering the size and the scale of the majority of farms out there, day labour is a big challenge for them.
Do you get to take holidays at all, Eamon?
I do. Look, I'm fortunate. I've got one full-time person working with me here, and we also have some relief help as well at the busy times during calving season and stuff like that. So I've got a wife and four young kids there as well. So I suppose the reason we went down the dairy route initially 14 years ago now, nearly 15 years ago now, from a beef background, was, I suppose, to create a business that would allow us to be able to, create a business that was enable us to have time away with the kids. You know, look, spring is busy. All that side of it is a very hectic time. But you get to this time of year and you just make a point of being able to get off farm and make the most of it while the kids are small.
Hannah, same question to you. Do you get to go away? Do you get to take a holiday?
I don't get a huge amount of time off the farm, but I tend to make it a quality time when I do. But it is interesting. I mean, if you look at the dairy sector, like Amy was referencing there, I mean, the number of visas that have been awarded to the dairy sector for non-EU workers has risen substantially in the last couple of years. Like, we're talking of maybe like a couple of hundred visas to maxing out at 850 and lobbying for more. And that comes, like, you have to pay people between 30 and 35,000 euro, and you usually have to provide them with accommodation as well. So, I mean, it's not like farmers don't pay well. You know, there's right. there's this idea as well that farmers don't pay well, but they do have to pay well if they want the labour.
So you reckon 35, 40 grand a year plus accommodation?
Well, I mean, it's more than the minimum wage. Minimum wage is 14 euro, 15 cent an hour, even though it's gone up in the last couple of years. So, I mean, that would be more than minimum wage per year, especially if accommodation is thrown in, which it usually has to be if you want a full-time labour unit on your farm.
Okay. Is it difficult to find people to offer relief work? Is it difficult to find skilled workers?
I mean, it's almost impossible now. Like, if you talk, I'm referencing the dairy sector because they're usually the ones who are in a position, I guess, to hire people because they're the most affluent. But, you know, if you're getting a relief milker in, someone to milk cows in the morning for 2 hours, you're looking at paying them over 30 euro an hour to milk cows. And milking cows, in the nicest possible sense, is a very routine task once you get into the swing of it.
Obviously,
you don't have to be a rocket scientist, I'll tell you that. You don't need to have a university degree and you don't need to be a rocket scientist to milk cows.
Yeah, I still reckon I'd make a mess of it. But
nonsense. Come down anytime.
Okay,
either farm. Eamon has a few more cows than I have. But I've got a farm shop that sells ice cream, so you know that there's a win there.
Okay, I might take you up on that. Just to finish, guys, is it fair to say you're kind of applauding the principle of it, but you've issues about whether in practice it could actually work? What would you both like to see happen? What would really make a difference to you? Eamon, maybe to you first.
Look, it's with the cap budget already, funding is backed by 24%, you know, and continually we've been promised by the EU Ag Commission that they're going to reduce the paperwork and there's going to be fewer on-farm inspections and they're going to simplify the payment applications. I think if they support the young farmers coming through financially and with certainty, and this will allow the opportunity to invest on farm with, to make life easier. I think this to me sounds like it's just going to be another paperwork ordeal. We are self-employed at the end of the day. How are the rest of the businesses, you know, self-employed businesses going to look in on this, or how is the taxpayer going to feel about their money going into a scheme like that? You know, initially the single farm payment was brought in to support and make food cheap and affordable for the general public. And I think that gets lost in translation an awful lot. So, we need more funding. They're talking about, having security for the country. Food security is a massive issue and it's going to be a massive issue going forward. So keep it simple, put the funding in the young farmers' pockets and enable them to invest, and then they'll be able to generate a good lifestyle.
Okay, Hannah, sorry, I was reading about Kemi Badenoch there, just coming up on my screen. My apologies. Hannah, not Kemi Badenoch. What would you go along with that?
Well, I do run a farm called Tory Hill House, but it's no affiliation to the Tory party or Kemi Badenoch.
Okay, nice segue, and thank you for digging me out of that one.
But I do, I do think it's badly needed. We do need to cop on a lot in farming when it comes to, I think, maternity leave and paternity leave, and also getting time off farm. It's just the difficulty of actually securing labour. I think, you know, we're well aware of the problem. It's just solving it. And I hope the scheme works. I really do. Yeah. I just don't know if it's going to.
Okay, super stuff. A pleasure talking to both of you. Hannah Quinn Mulligan, organic beef and dairy farmer from Limerick, and Eamon Sheehan, dairy farmer and horse breeder from Kilkenny. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.